Okay, so explain it again.
Okay. You're recording again?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're one of the letters in that little box, that little tray with the letters, and there's always one missing.
Uh-huh.
So that when you want to spell something, you might get shuffled two or three spots out of the way and have to wait and get shuffled again a couple of times before you get put back in line to spell what God wants.
And you're thinking that because our life has fallen in line somehow, that it's God's doing.
Yes, I do. I believe that.
See, and I'm thinking it's just a series of events.
Yeah, that's what the shuffling is.
Yeah, but I don't think God has anything to do with it. It's a series of events that have occurred to put us in the situation that we're in now, with the man-child going to school, us, you know, having the money to get the car, and
pay off all those bills.
Yeah, but I can't
fathom.
I'm not going to give God the credit. I'm still angry. I'm still angry, and then I'm still waiting for the other shoe to fall.
Mm-hmm.
Because the man-child needs a job.
Yep.
If he can't find a job, we have to pay the rent, and that's almost, you know, $450 a month that we have to come up with on top of any other expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking,
this
sure
is going to be difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it's great having the space and getting rid of stuff. And the reason why, you know, I'm selling stuff is to get money to put away in case of
the bad things happen.
Yes. Because, like I said, you're the optimist, I'm the pessimist, and I'm waiting for the other shoe to fall. Because you know it's going to. It's just a matter of time before it does. But I can't see giving God the credit.
Naughty kitty. Naughty kitty.
Like I said,
when you're out at sea with your ship, you know storms are going to come rolling across your path.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. How well you weather those storms, how well built your ship is, will determine how well you turn out at the end.
Hmm. So how do you get prepared for...
You're doing it. You're already giving God something to work with.
And this is funny because...
And I have the faith to bring it to pass.
Yeah, right. Okay, so right now you're all high.
Yep.
Because, things are going...
Thank you.
Ooh, yay. Chicken fried rice and egg rolls for supper. Anyway, you know, you're all high right now because things are working in your favor.
In our favor.
However, when the poo hits the fan, you're the first one to say to God, fuck you, you're not going to be able to do it for me, so I'm going to do it myself. Because I can't wait. That's not having faith. Stop me when I lie.
Misinformed, never lied.
Yeah, but
I have gone off like Abraham and taken matters into my own hands, so to speak.
And that's not having faith. Because you're not waiting for your God to do what he promised to do.
That's not you're misunderstanding and misinterpreting. I have faith in God, but sometimes...
And you're impatient.
I have done that. Yes, I have. In the past, I confess that I have done that. However, the last few years that I've done what you think I've done, I've still done it in faith, even though I was running off with the bridle by myself.
Mm-hmm.
After you've done all you can do, stand and behold the glory of the Lord.
Don't ruin my supper.
I ain't gonna.